It's the Reader's Notebook for February 8th, 2021. Today's the birthday of prolific French author Jules Verne, born at Nantes in 1828. In our time, he is best remembered as one of the founders of modern science fiction. His father, an attorney, sent him to Paris to study law, but the young fellow fell in love with literature, especially theater. He wrote several plays and published short stories and scientific essays in popular periodicals. In 1857, he married, and for several years he worked as a broker at the Paris stock market. During this period, he continued to write, did research at the National Library, and dreamed of a new kind of novel, one that would combine scientific fact with adventure fiction. In September 1862, he met Pierre-Jules Hetzel, who agreed to publish the first of these works, 5 Weeks in a Balloon. It became an international bestseller, and Hetzel offered Verne a long-term contract to produce many more volumes of scientific fiction. Verne subsequently quit his job at the stock market to become a full-time writer and began what would grow to be a highly successful author-publisher collaboration that lasted for more than 40 years and resulted in more than 60 works in the popular series Extraordinary Voyages. For more than two decades, beginning in the mid-1860s, he churned out many successful science adventure novels, including Journey to the Center of the Earth, From the Earth to the Moon, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and Around the World in 80 Days. During these years, Verne settled with his family in Amiens and made a brief trip to the United States to visit New York and Niagara Falls. During this period, he also purchased several yachts and sailed to many European countries. He also collaborated on theater adaptations of several of his novels and gained worldwide fame and a modest fortune. From 1886 until his death in 1905, his writings reflect a growing pessimism. He turned away from scientific tales of exploration and discovery in favor of exploring the dangers of technology in the hands of hubris-filled scientists in novels such as Topsy Turvy, The Floating Island, and Master of the World. A series of personal tragedies and financial reverses marred his last years. When he died, he left a drawer full of nearly completed manuscripts, and these would be reworked and published by his son, Michel. During the 20th century, Verne's works were translated into more than 140 languages, making him one of the world's most translated authors. A number of successful motion pictures were made from his books, starting in 1916 with 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, remade in 1954 by Walt Disney, and perhaps the most popular of all, Around the World in 80 Days. Jules Verne's influence extends beyond literature and film into the world of science and technology, where he inspired generations of scientists, inventors, and explorers. In 1954, the United States Navy launched the world's first nuclear-powered submarine, named for Verne's Nautilus. His writings continue to remind us that what one man can imagine, another will someday be able to achieve. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 8th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.